The latest hero to receive the Medal of Honor faces a harrowing personal battle at home. President Trump awarded the highest military honor yesterday to former Army Staff Sergeant Ronald Shore for his bravery in Afghanistan. David Martin shows us what the sergeant faced in the war zone and the struggle he's dealing with now.
A team of Green Berets and Afghan commandos went in by helicopter to capture or kill suspected Afghan terrorist leaders. But for Staff Sergeant Ronald Shore, that day in the spring of 2008 became a five-hour battle to save the lives of his own men.
For me personally, it just became a mission of just getting as many guys out of there as I could.
The enemy held the high ground, and the Green Berets were under withering fire. Shore was the team's medic.
Ron raced to each patient, giving them life-saving care. They were bleeding profusely.
I heard the first calls for medic, and at that point, worked my way over to the first person.
Did you have to expose yourself to fire to get there?
Yes. I mean, I had to get there.
Did you get hit?
I know when I was shot in the helmet.
And were you okay?
Felt like somebody hit me in the helmet with a baseball bat.
While Apache helicopters rocketed the village and jets dropped bombs within danger-close range, Shore kept moving across open ground to treat the wounded. Medevacs braved the firestorm.
Hey, I'm hit. I think I'm hit.
To evacuate the casualties Shore had treated.
Not a single American died in that brutal battle, thanks in great measure to Ron's heroic actions.
Shore got out of the Army and joined the Secret Service. When the president told him he would be receiving the Medal of Honor...
Once he said Medal of Honor, I was so confused that I really don't remember what else he said.
Confused? Why confused?
To be singled out at all just doesn't make sense.
There's one other thing about 39-year-old Ronald Shore that won't make sense to anyone.
I was diagnosed with lung cancer last year.
What's the prognosis?
Taking it one day at a time.
He's faced death before and knows exactly what he has to do.
We're just giving this fight everything we can, just like the last one.
For CBS This Morning, David Martin, Washington.